Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, January 27th, 2012. This is Audio Boo number 139. Well, it's my first Audio Boo for about a week, actually, since last weekend. I've been sick, battling a cold for about 10 days, and I kind of reached that point earlier in the week where it just kind of hurt to talk. I wasn't comfortable. But anyways, now I'm rounding the bend. It's about over, I think. Anyways, today we'll talk about the stock market, some news going around, retirement, the Republicans, President Obama, other news, Matthew Broderick, Demi Moore, Pat Sajak. Other stuff in the headlines. First, the market's sliding a little bit today, although it's bounced back quite a bit since the midday, right? It basically getting part of the blame is Chevron, where the earnings came in a little less than expected. And also, Ford is weighing on the S&P 500. But the GDP came in at 2.8 when they were expecting over 3%. So things are a little bit slower than they thought, although all we've heard is the economy's slow. You know, even though jobs have been picking up, at least they picked up around Christmas time, right? And then they kind of faded after that. And that was just kind of the seasonal, you know, package wrappers and stuff like that. UPS delivery, that kind of stuff. So the economy's going slow. And yesterday, Ben Bernanke came out and said they're going to keep rates low through the middle of Obama's second term. I'm assuming they're right. We all know Obama's going to win. Anyways, so 2014, so they're going to keep rates low, and that'll give folks a chance to refinance. I think what's holding folks back is just the process to refinance. You know, I've been looking at it myself, and, you know, the lenders want 80% or 20% down, right? And so if you're in a home where you've lost some of the equity due to housing market going down, it's going to be difficult for you to refinance unless you pay the mortgage insurance. And, you know, you pay mortgage insurance, that will negate a lot of the savings that you'd get from refinancing. So something's got to give there. Otherwise, these long-term low interest rates, I mean, they're probably helping new buyers a little bit more. I don't know if they're helping folks who already have a home. That's my thought. Anyways, so the market's down a little bit. As a matter of fact, let me get a current quote on that, if I can. The Dow, TikTok, is only down 58 points as I talk. Boeing's down 2% too, huh? What's going on else in the market? What else is going on? Hey, did you see Facebook is going to file for their IPO next week? This is going to raise about $75 to $100 billion, or at least that'll be the valuation of the company, according to the Wall Street Journal. And Goldman Sachs is one of the major players in the deal. Hey, you know how much you're paying for ESPN as far as your cable package go? That's Disney, right? ESPN owns Disney. Basically, it's costing you, on average, across the country, $5.06 a month. Sports is expensive, right? You see those big contracts signed by players. Lincecum got a $20 million deal for 2 years, or $20 million a year for 2 years, right? Prince Fielder, what he's signing, whatever. A million per pound or something like that. He's getting paid a lot. So, you know, that goes into Disney stock, you think about that. Of course, that's also one of the reasons people are cutting the cable. A lot of new TVs coming out with some web interactivity and also some set-top boxes like Roku and Apple TV and Google TV and that sort of thing. So, you know, cutting the cable and going to Hulu. You miss the live sports, but, you know, I guess that's the cutoff or trade-off. Number of internet users worldwide in 2016 estimated to be 3 billion users. That's a lot of users. In 2010, it was 1.9 billion. That's a lot of Facebook accounts. Twitter feed's going to be really crowded, right? So there you go. More people signing on. So who benefits from that? Internet providers, right? So that's your AT&T's, your Comcast, that sort of thing. They're selling subscriptions, and we're paying for it, and they're charging by bandwidth now, too. I mean, it's not just the cell phone that they're cracking down on. They're cracking down on home internet bandwidth, too. So you know, people who are cutting the cord and doing cable and stuff like that, I think they're going to end up paying anyways. They're going to be paying for their bandwidth. Let's see what else is going on. Here's an article from MarketWatch via Yahoo Finance. Retirement in America is endangered. And I'll just read a little bit here. It says, President Barack Obama, in his State of the Union speech, didn't really touch on the subject near and dear to the hearts of millions of Americans, the state of retirement in the U.S. Blah, blah, blah. In short, things are bad, and in the absence of action or in the presence of the ill-advised action, things could get much worse. So here's a quote from Matthew Greenwald, president of Matthew Greenwald and Associates. I think the state of retirement in America is endangered, as the Great Recession has taken a toll on the financial status of many, and as retirement savings were not adequate for many prior to the Great Recession. So, you know, you think about the baby boomers and aging of America's population. They get Social Security, right? And we know Social Security has problems, and health care too, right? Medicare. But it's not, that doesn't provide enough anyways. So those who have pensions are in better shape than those who don't have pensions. Those who have 401ks are better than those who don't have 401ks. But even there, the market, it's been in a bear market now for like a dozen years. So even though, you know, if you're dollar cost averaging and you're, you know, you're still, you know, buying shares whenever you buy them, and you're probably up over the last 10 years if you've been dollar cost averaging. But still, I think folks don't save a lot. I think, you know, they wait too long, they start too late, and then they, when they invest, they don't, you know, they go on emotion. They buy high, they sell low, and they get whipsawed around, so they don't actually accrue wealth. They're not patient. They don't just buy and hold and dollar cost average and diversify, right? So I think a lot of folks are going to struggle. And, you know, how bad will it be for America? Well, I think what will happen is a lot of the, you know, senior citizens will move back in with their kids if they have kids. You know, just kind of like the way it used to be. I mean, there will be a lot, you know, that doesn't mean that there's not going to be a lot of folks who need government help or charitable help or something like that. But, and the other thing too is that, you know, if you're affluent, if you were affluent when you're working, doesn't mean you're going to be affluent when you retire. Do you have kids? You know, a lot of folks don't have kids. I don't have kids. And so who do you move in with if you don't have that nest egg? You know, what do you do? I mean, looks like the government is going to be there, is going to be your care provider down the road, and that's going to be, you know, it's going to be tough on the country tax-wise, but as far as retirement goes, I mean, are folks really going to be able to retire, or are they going to have to work to the day they die? I mean, that's a somber reality. Speaking of somberness, have you been watching the Republican debates? I haven't really watched too much of it, but I did watch the one the other night. So last night or the night before. It was last night. Anyways, I decided I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney. I was kind of leaning Gingrich just because he's the smartest guy in the room. But he's also the cockiest guy in the room, I think. And, you know, we got that right now. We got a cocky president. I don't think we need another one who knows better than everybody else. And I'm leaning to Romney. I think Romney did really well last night. And I voted for him, Romney, in the 2008 primary over McCain. And this year I was like a little less enamored with it. I'm thinking, I don't know about Mitt Romney. He's kind of a lukewarm kind of guy, but he is kind of a middle-of-the-road guy, and maybe that's what we need. We need more of a middle-of-the-road guy. You think in the past, and, you know, really President Bill Clinton, we had the great economic times, and I'm not a huge Clinton supporter, but, you know, he did a pretty good job when you look back on it. And that was with Newt Gingrich in Congress, by the way. But I kind of like Romney. I think he's... I think he's kind of the best alternative of the best choice out there right now. And we'll see. But anyways, I'm going to vote for Mitt. Decided. Done. Did you see the flap yesterday between Jan Brewer and President Obama? I just see that picture of her on the tarmac pointing her finger at him. And I don't know. I think you got to respect the president a little bit more than that. And I think it's okay to disagree with him and even say things. But when you're with him, I mean... and I'm sure, you know, she said he was very condescending and disrespecting, and I'm sure he was. He's much like Newt Gingrich. He's kind of got that chip on his shoulder, and he knows better than anybody else. And maybe Jan Brewer's got that same chip, too. I don't know. I don't know much about her, but, you know, immigration's a big issue in Arizona. And, you know, I can understand her having strong feelings. Did you see Matthew Broderick's going to revive his Ferris Bueller character in a Super Bowl ad? Bueller, anyone? So here's kind of a, I don't know, a reality check. Did you see Demi Moore? She had some convulsions and went to the, got picked up by an ambulance. And it said, here's an article. This is from Lifeline Live. Oh, this is USA Today. I'm reading an ad, Lifeline Live. Anyways, USA Today said Demi's 911 call. She smoked something. She's convulsing. Here's the quote. She smoked something similar to incense and seems to be having convulsions of some sort, a female voice told the dispatcher. She's 49. She's conscious. She's convulsing. So she was smoking something maybe, huh? Then she had to call the hospital. So let's see. Here's another story before I talk about it. Pat Sajak admits that he and Vanna White used to throw back a few margaritas while taping Wheel of Fortune. So we have a drug and party culture. And, you know, if you ever watch Cops, you see all you see is the least among us getting picked up by the police and harassed. But here you have the affluent among us basically doing the same thing, right? So all I would say is that if you have kids, if you are a kid, be careful out there. I mean, these things, you know, they alter your state. They alter your body. And something bad, you know, it may not happen this time. It may not happen next time. But as you can see from these articles, you know, Demi Moore or whoever, it happens. I mean, bad things happen when you're not sober. You make bad decisions. Your judgment's impaired. Your reflexes are bad. You know, so you're not in your right state of mind, and that's when bad things can happen, and they do happen. So be careful. That's all I can say. That's all I want to say about that. Uh-oh, puppy's barking. Well, on that note, I'll go take care of the pup bite barking dog and the rest of Friday. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. And today's music from musicelli.com's Pod Save Music is Oliver Trolley with Living My Life. See ya.
Blow, blow, once in stone. I don't think I'll ever know when it comes and where it goes, but it's working so. This time I'm alive. What was bad is now alright, 'cause I know. Confused, 'cause I can't.